So what changes in HISD would you like to see in the future?
What changes? The equipment that we don't use, I want to see that gone out and put more tables so we can have more space. The old dish machine.
Okay.
And stuff like that, where we can put more tables back there, where we can be able to sell snacks, you know, raise that window up, raise that little window up where we can sell snacks from there. And that's $14 an hour.
Do you see a future in HISD?
I see a future with HISD, but if they come up off the money, I don't know why they're sitting on it, that they will have a lot more people trying to apply.
Okay. So those pay raises would help with adding more people.
Yes, because a lot of kitchens are working short.
Right.
Because they put a freeze on hiring.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the money that they have to pay back, and they just put a freeze on everything. But they're not suffering. They're not there.
Right.
The workers are the ones that are suffering.
Right. Do you believe that for the school board, it would be better for someone who has worked in the kitchen or worked in the HISD industry to become a part of the school board?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Because, you know, they are board members are mainly from elected by us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, their background sometimes matches it but mostly for children and things of that nature. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it myself. I'm like, I get up, you know, I'm a person, I'm going to speak my mind.
Okay.
That's why I love Yolanda so much. She speaks her mind.
True. Very true.
And, I mean, why sugarcoat anything? You just put it on out there. You'll be amazed at the response you'll get if you just put it on out there.
That is true.
Now, if I can get the school board members to come to any HISD school and work for a day to see what us employees go through every day, then I bet they'll change their tune.
Is that a challenge?
That's a challenge.
All right.
That's
well, you heard it. You heard it here live about a challenge for HISD members to come out and visit the school or work a day and see what it's like to be a food service employee or custodial service employee. How is the culture in your school?
It's really good. It's diversity. I mean, it's diverse. You got the blacks, you got the white, you got the Hispanics, but they get along, but some days they have their moments where they want to fight and all that, and we just stand there and look because we can't interfere in it.
Right.
We can't,
During the you mentioned there are Hispanic workers. Do you believe there is a influx of Hispanic workers than there are other?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you believe there's a language barrier problem?
It is. It is.
Okay. Would you be for training if HISD offered a program to all schools or employees to have bilingual classes, whether it be English or Spanish?
Yes.
Yes,
they need it
for that. Okay. I think training would be a great idea. What was it like for you transitioning from the hospital time to being here in HISD?
It wasn't hard at all.
Okay.
It wasn't hard at all. I just went in there and did it.
Okay.
So
what are the differences between the two fields?
The differences is hospital, they allow their employees to come to work with nails and lashes and all that on. You can't have all that stuff on if you're working around food.
True.
Anything can pop off and fall, and then what? Everybody blaming each other because you shouldn't have it on to begin with.
Right.
Now with HISD, you don't have to worry about that at all.
Okay. What would you tell or talk to a up and coming person working in the food service field?
I would just tell them, just, you know, do what you know is right. Don't listen to others. Don't run with they so-called, what they say, some of them have a little crowd that they run with. Don't do it.
Okay.
It, you know, it should be all about your money, doing your 7 hours, and going to the house.
Right. Right.
And that was a challenge for HISD board members. Yes, it was.
It was a challenge. I'm with it. I'm with it. So, that was a challenge. I hear you. We go back to it. So, do you have insurance with or through HISD?
Yes, I have the cheapest insurance that they allow, was it $5 every 2 weeks, but I also have my own other insurance as well.
Okay. Do you feel like if HISD had better insurance, you wouldn't have to have another one?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Do you know what they offer or what is it offered?
I didn't even look at the other two. I just took the cheapest one because I know whatever the other two was, I couldn't afford it with a $600 paycheck every 2 weeks.
That's true. How do you feel about not being able to obtain unemployment during the summer from HISD?
It's fine with me because I can go to my other job.
Okay. Well, when is a good time for you to ever want to come with us to it?
You just let me know.
Let you know. All right. Well, back to your challenge. How did you want to obtain doing that?
When we speak at the school board meeting, I will let it be known.
Okay. Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Ms. Austin, for telling your story today. You have been with us live here. Tune in with Local 100 Texas on your acornradio.org for 8 o'clock a.m. Tuesday and 7:30 p.m. Wednesday for a second viewing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.